Joan Baez. In 1982, when he was still working on the Macintosh, Jobs met the famed folk singer Joan Baez through her sister, Mimi Farina, who headed a charity that was trying to get donations of computers for prisons. A few weeks later, he and Baez had lunch in Cupertino. "I wasn't expecting a lot, but she was really smart and funny," he recalled. At the time, he was nearing the end of his relationship with Barbara Jasinski. They had vacationed in Hawaii, shared a house in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and even gone to one of Baez's concerts together. As his relationship with Jasinski flamed out, Jobs began getting more serious with Baez. He was 27 and Baez was 41, but for a few years they had a romance. It turned into a serious relationship between two accidental friends who became lovers, Jobs recalled in a somewhat wistful tone. Elizabeth Holmes, Jobs's friend from Reed College, believed that one of the reasons he went out with Baez, other than the fact that she was beautiful and funny and talented, was that she had once been the lover of Bob Dylan. "Steve loved that connection to Dylan," she later said.